Its state song is Yankee Doodle. It imposed the first speed limit at 12 miles per hour. And we're not talking about Mitch McConnell's home state. And it's where Pez candies are made.
It has a city where it is illegal to cross the street walking on your hands. It is where lollipops were invented, and maybe the Lollipop Guild. And it's where the first telephone book was issued with a whopping 50 names and phone numbers.
You're listening to Queer Money episode number 469. And today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city to live in Connecticut. Now on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back, folks. We are diving into Connecticut. That's what you're here to see or hear. So some good things about Connecticut. A whopping 6%, or roughly about 6% of people living in Connecticut, adults living in Connecticut, identify as LGBTQ.
Well,
that means about 170,000 people identify as LGBTQ Connecticutans.
I don't know what Connecticut.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're from Connecticut and you know, please let it know.
Yeah, let us know. So the winner and the runner-up in both cases are cities that are less than 2 hours or a two-hour drive from New York City.
Pretty cool.
Which means there's a lot of people living in these cities that are high-income earners who most likely work in New York City and live in Connecticut.
Yeah, exactly. So the runner-up is Stamford, Connecticut. That's the one with the M, not the N. That's on the other side of the country. It's about an hour and a half drive from Manhattan. So why did it get our number two spot? Well, HRC gave it a Municipal Equality Index rating of 100. It's one out of two cities within Connecticut. Home values average $607,000 per property, which is the highest for the state. Rents come in at $2,882 per month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment. That's also the highest for the state. Cost of living is 138.6% of the national average. That is tied for the highest with Norwalk and Bridgeport, Connecticut. Average income is $101,000 a year, the second highest for the state. And median income is $70,000 per year, also the second highest for Connecticut.
Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them. So if you are new to this series, you'll know, we are doing a most affordable LGBTQ cities around the country in every single state. If you are watching on YouTube, you can catch that whole series right up here. If you're listening on your podcast player, go ahead and click the link in your podcast player. Last week, we visited the state of Delaware with our data. If you are watching on YouTube, again, click up here. You can watch that. Or if you're listening, click the link in your podcast player.
This week's podcast love came from Dorian Robbs on Spotify, who said about episode number 420 about whether the LGBTQ plus community still has corporate allies post Dylan Mulvaney. They said, I love it. Great episode. Well, thank you very much, Dorian Robbs. We appreciate the support. If you feel inclined, please give us a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching, give us a comment on this video after you give us a thumbs up.
All right. So who was our winner? The winner for the state of Connecticut is one of the other cities John mentioned, Norwalk. Why is Norwalk the winner for the state? Well, it did get the other 100 on the HRC's Municipal Equality Index, which basically is an indication as to the city itself welcoming LGBT people with policies and activities that they do at the city level.
Services.
Home values came in at $552,000, which is second highest in the state. Rent came in at $2,517, which was also the second highest in the state. And as John mentioned earlier, it was tied for cost of living with the other two cities at 138.6, which was the highest for the state. But average incomes come in at $105,000 and median incomes come in at $75,000, which were both the highest in the state. It's a clear indication here that both our winner and our runner-up are cities where people most likely live in Connecticut and work in New York.
Yeah, it's probably where like geo-arbitrage first started.
Yeah, exactly.
So because neither of those cities is terribly affordable, we decided to have another honorable mention this week, and that is Connecticut's state capital of Hartford. And you'll hear why here in a moment. HRC gave it a rating of 99 on its municipal equality index. It's only missing some trans benefits, such as not having trans inclusive healthcare benefits at the municipality level. And it got a two of three for the leadership having pro-equality policy efforts. So there's just a little bit more effort. They might be able to get that 100. And with a 100, Hartford would be number one and Norwalk would be number two in our analysis, but it's not currently there. Some more information though that you might want to know about Hartford if you're looking to move to Connecticut. It's way more affordable. Home values come in at $173,000 per property, which is less than a third of the home values costs in Stamford and Norwalk. Rent comes in at $1,573 per month, which for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, which is just below average. Cost of living is 104.8% of the national average. Average income is $52,000 a year, which is the second lowest for Connecticut. Median income comes in at $42,000 a year, which is the lowest for the state. So the reason everything is just cheaper, including incomes, is just doesn't have the support from New York City.
Right. So some good things about Norwalk. Troop 429 is a gay-owned and operated LGBTQ bar for everyone all day.
All day, every day.
And after doing some research, they clearly know what they're doing when it comes to SEO, because 7 of the top 15 results when you look up gay Norwalk are about Troop 45. Troop 429.
So yeah, whoever they've got an amazing social media manager or content creator. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So check out the local PFLAG chapter at pflagnorwalk.org. Visit Triangle Community Center at ctpridecenter.org. And their pride in Norwalk is typically the second weekend in June. It was June 10th this year. It is in Veterans Memorial Park, which is thrown by the Triangle Community Center.
Pretty awesome. Congratulations, Stamford and Norwalk. And maybe next time, Hartford, well, you know what to do. Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Make sure you join us next Thursday on the Queer Money Bonus episode, where we are covering the most affordable LGBTQ-friendly city in the state of Colorado. Our old home.
Yay. If you'd like to see the results from each of the cities that we're covering in every state that we're analyzing, go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click the link right here if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you and have an amazing weekend.